Gentlemen, thank you for your patience in holding, and welcome to today's board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will have an opportunity for questions and comments. Instructions will be given at that time. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Don Brown. Please go ahead.
Okay. Chair Curry?
Okay, ready to start. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome to the August 13th, 2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. The board did cancel our regular open meetings of March 19th, April 2nd, May 7th, June 4th, and July 2nd, 2020. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent at this moment. So consistent with the governor's July 24, 2020 disaster proclamation and Executive Order 2020-48, both issued in response to the pandemic, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference.
I'm here. I got knocked out, guys. Somehow.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought you were still in.
No, I'm
okay.
Not there. I'm back now.
Are you right back now?
Yeah, so I'm here.
Okay, all right. So this teleconference will make it possible for members of the public to listen to the whole meeting and, if they wish, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we begin, just you should note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to ensure that any public remarks given this morning can be documented and put into the appropriate record of the corresponding board proceedings. Clerk, please call the roll.
Good morning. Member Carter?
Here.
Member Palavos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. Thank you very much. We have four members, one more than a quorum. We have no announcements today, so we'll move on to public remarks. This is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Operator Lori, would you please come on at this time and explain to members of the public how they may log in a request to make a comment?
And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to make a request or comment at this time, please press 1, then followed by 0. And we have no comments at this time. Please proceed.
Thank you very much. We're going to move on to approval of minutes. We have the July 16, 2020 regular board meeting minutes and the July 27, 2020 special board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Palavos moves adoption of both sets of minutes, and Member Carter seconds. Is there any discussion? If not, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed say nay.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. So a unanimous vote, the ayes have it, and the minutes are approved. The first item on today's agenda is rulemakings, R19-1, Member Santos.
Thank you. At its meeting on Tuesday morning, JCAR approved certificates of no objection for each of the six parts involved in this rulemaking. Today I'm going to hold this to review those documents, and I intend to move an adoption of order at the next board meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. Next is R19-14, R20-3, and R20-11. These are mine, and they are consolidated. What we are doing here is the adoption of identical in substance language from the U.S. EPA, and these are the National Ambient Air Quality Standards amendments from July 2018 through December 2018, the same National Ambient Air Quality Standards amendments from January 1, 2019 through June 30, 2019, and the same for July 1, 2019 through December 21, 2019. So on May 21st, the board proposed for public comment amended air rules that are identical in substance to the National Ambient Air Quality Standards, NAAQS, adopted by U.S. EPA. The board held public hearing on July 16th, received comments from IEPA. Today, I move the draft opinion and order adopting these identical in substance rules. Is there a second? Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item on the docket is R-1915. This is also assigned to me. This is an update to the definition of volatile organic compounds, again, an identical in substance measure responding to U.S. EPA hearings. The board held a public hearing on July 16th of this year, received comments from IEPA. Today, I move the draft opinion and the order adopting these identical in substance rules. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, a unanimous vote. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next docket is R21-1, also assigned to me. The board has reserved this docket for identical in substance rulemaking based on any amendments to, again, the National Ambient Air Quality Standards, NAAQS, adopted by U.S. EPA, and we'll hold this today so we can prepare a proposal for a future board meeting. Then the next rulemaking is R21-2. It's a dismissal order, and again, it is mine. Twice each year, the board reserves dockets for identical in substance rulemaking based on U.S. EPA adoption of rules in 8 areas specified by the General Assembly. The board reserved this docket for U.S. EPA amendments to the definition of volatile organic material that occurred during the period between January 1, 2020 through June 30, 2020. During that period, U.S. EPA did not amend its definition of volatile organic matter. Therefore, no action is necessary, and the board dismisses this docket. I move adoption of the draft order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes have it. A unanimous vote, 4-0. The order is approved. Our next order is R21-3, a dismissal order. Member Santos?
Thank you. This draft order dismisses a docket that is not necessary to adopt identical in substance rules under the Safe Drinking Water Act, and I move the order.
Seconded by Member Carter. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, unanimity. 4 voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. The order is adopted. The next order is R21-4, a dismissal order. Member Palibos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This draft order dismisses a docket that is not necessary to adopt identical in substance rules for underground injection control, and I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, on a vote of 4 yes, none no, none present, the order is approved. R21-5, our next order is a dismissal order. Member Carter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This draft order dismisses a docket that is not necessary to adopt identical in substance rules under RCRA Subtitle D, and I move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. The order is approved. Next order is R21-7, a dismissal order. Member Carter.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Similarly, this draft order dismisses a docket that is not necessary to adopt identical substance rules under the UST update, and I move the order.
Seconded by Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. The order is approved. Next, our last rulemaking is R21-17, a final order for an adopted rule under my jurisdiction. So this draft order adopts amendments to the administrative rules at Part 2175 of Title II of the Illinois Administrative Code. The administrative rules were last amended in 2014. They describe the board's organization, the types of board proceedings, how to pay filing and copying fees, and how the public can access board information. The board is amending these rules to first reflect changes in statutory language, update language, and add a new case type to the rules. The board is also updating its organizational provisions and organizational charts. The board has also added provisions to address recent amendments to the Open Meetings Act. The amendments allow for meetings to be held by audio or video without a quorum of the members present at the meeting site under specified conditions. The board adds this type of meeting to the way in which board members may attend the meeting and includes provisions regarding recording meetings consistent with the amendments. This order directs the clerk of the board to file the following final rule amendments with the Secretary of State for publication in the Illinois Register. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Santos. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor, say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. And again, 4 voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. The order is approved. We have neither adjusted standards nor administrative citations, so we'll move right into adjudicatory cases. Our first case is PCB 20-13. It's a proposed settlement, and it's mine. On September 9, 2019, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General filed a one-count complaint against Erickson Steel Company in Tazewell County. The complaint alleged open burning at the Erickson facility. On June 8, 2020, the people filed a proposed settlement in which Erickson admits the violation and agrees to pay a $3,000 civil penalty. On June 18th, the board directed the clerk to provide public notice of the party stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. The notice was published in the Pekin Daily Times on June 20th. The board received no requests for hearing. This order accepts the proposed settlement and grants the party's request for relief from the hearing requirements. I move adoption of the draft order. Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, clerk, please call the roll. In favor, vote aye. Opposed, say nay.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. The order is approved. And now we move on to the order of Palavos. The first is PCB 20-67, a permit appeal. Member Palavos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On April 16, 2020, the board accepted the deadline to appeal an IEPA determination at the party's request. However, BP Products failed to timely file an appeal. This draft order dismisses this case and closes the docket. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 20-71, a permit appeal. Member Polybos.
Thank you. On April 9, 2020, the board extended the deadline to appeal an IEPA determination at the party's request. However, Alter Trading Corporation failed to timely file an appeal. The draft order dismisses this case and closes the docket. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. People, if you're in favor, vote aye. Opposed, say no.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no, none voting present. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 20-73, a proposed settlement. Member Palabos.
Thank you. On April 27, 2020, the people filed this one-count complaint against respondents, Cook County Office Building. Simultaneously, the parties filed a proposed settlement. The respondent neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $5,000. The board published the required notice of the proposed settlement, but did not receive the request to hold a hearing. I move the draft order accepting the proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? If not, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, say nay.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Aye. On a vote of 4-0, the ayes have it, and the order is approved. Next matter is PCB 20-77, a proposed settlement. Member Polybos.
Thank you. On May 27, 2020, the people filed this two-count complaint against respondents Cook County Rail Car Wheel Set Repair and Refurbishment Facility. Simultaneously, the parties filed the proposed settlement. The respondent neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $10,000. The board published the required notice of the proposed settlement, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. I move the draft order accepting the proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, say nay.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next is PCB 20-88. Member Palavos, it's a proposed settlement.
Thank you. On June 2nd, 2020, the people filed a two-count complaint against respondents Will County Adhesives and Sealants Manufacturing Operation Facility. Simultaneously, the parties filed the proposed settlement. The respondent admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $10,000. The board published the required notice of the proposed settlement, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. I move the draft order accepting the proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next is PCB 20-91, a proposed settlement. Back to you, Member Polybos.
Thank you. On June 11, 2020, the people filed this one-count complaint against respondents DuPage County Office and Research and Development Facility. Simultaneously, the parties filed the proposed settlement. The respondent admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $5,000. The board published the required notice of the proposed settlement, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. I move the draft order accepting the proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So 4 voting yes, the order is approved. The next item is PCB 20-98, a proposed settlement, and it isn't Member Palabos, it's mine. So this one is... On June 30th, 2020, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people, filed a six-count complaint against Osaba Liquid Products Incorporated, Osaba Liquid Products LP, Clean Harbors, Environmental Services Incorporated and Waste Management of Illinois Incorporated for the improper disposal, transfer, and acceptance of hazardous waste at both Osabel's Grundy County facility and at Waste Management's Wilk County facility. This was in violation of the Act and of the Board's waste disposal regulations. In a separate stipulation, the people, Clean Harbors, and Waste Management now seek to settle without a hearing. The Osabel respondents are not parties to the stipulation. Under the proposed stipulation, Clean Harbors and Waste Management do not affirmatively admit the alleged violations, but each agrees to pay a civil penalty of $14,750. The case against Osabel will continue. Under the Act and Board regulations, the Board must provide notice of the stipulation, the proposed settlement, and the request for relief from the hearing requirement. Anybody may file a written demand for a hearing within 20 days after the notice is published. If anyone timely files a written demand for hearing, the Board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order. Seconded by Member Santos, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye, opposed say no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-1, a complaint and proposed settlement. Member Palavos, back to you.
Thank you. On July 15, 2020, the people filed a one-count complaint against TFC Group. Simultaneously, the parties filed a stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. Under the proposed stipulation, TFC neither admits nor denies the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $5,000. I move the draft order directing the clerk to provide the required notice.
And seconded by Member Santos, is there any discussion? Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye, opposed nay.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Ayes have it. The order is approved. PCB 21-2, Member Palavos, it is a tax certification.
Thank you. On July 16, 2020, the IEPA filed a recommendation that the board certify certain facilities of DAD Rental, Inc. as pollution control facilities. Based on the board's technical review and the agency's recommendation, this draft order certifies DAD Rental's livestock waste management facilities as pollution control facilities. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-3, an underground storage tank fund appeal. Back to you, Member Palavos.
Thank you. On July 23, 2020, the parties filed a joint notice to extend the deadline to appeal an underground storage tank determination. This draft order extends the appeal period until November 4, 2020, at the party's request. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. For voting yes, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-4, a permit appeal. Member Santos.
Thank you. On July 22nd of 2020, the petitioner filed material that the board construes as a petition for review. The petition indicates that he was denied an extension of time to obtain required training hours under the Public Water Supply Operations Act. The petition indicates that the 35-day appeal deadline passed in August of 2018, and the board declines to accept the petition as untimely. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Carter. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-5, an underground storage tank fund appeal. Member Polybos.
Thank you. On July 23, 2020, the parties filed the joint notice to extend the deadline to appeal an underground storage tank's determination. This draft order extends the appeal period until November 3, 2020, at the parties' request. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-7, an air permit appeal. Member Polybos.
Thank you. On July 30th, 2020, General 3 filed a petition asking the board to review a June 25th, 2020 determination of the IEPA. General 3 appeals IEPA's permit determination on the grounds that certain permit conditions are contrary to law, unreasonable, unnecessary, ambiguous, infeasible, arbitrary, and capricious. This order finds the General 3's petition meets the content requirements and accepts the petition for hearing. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, unanimity. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 21-8, and as long as there are no objections, I understand Member Polybos would like to move these three items jointly, PCB 21-8, 21-9, and 21-10. They're all tax certifications. Member Polybos.
Thank you. On August 5th, 2020, the IEPA filed multiple recommendations that the board certify certain facilities of Pro AG Investors and Wind Production LLC as pollution control facilities. Based on the board's technical review and the agency's recommendations, this draft order certifies Pro AG Investors and Wind Production's livestock waste management facilities as pollution control facilities. I move the draft orders.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes. The ayes have it. The order is approved. We have no other items before us. Anybody have anything to add to the agenda or comments they wish to make? If not, Member Polybos moves to adjourn, seconded by Member Carter. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes. Unanimity rules the day. The ayes have it. The motion is approved. And this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
And that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using the AT&T Executive Teleconference Service. You may now disconnect.